Okay, thank you, Shu and Sam. Well, I appreciate some of the thoughts that you shared, that you were asked to write earlier on. And it's good to ask ourselves what we are really looking at, what we are looking for. Okay, well, this year, you know, I've been asking myself again and again, what should be our focus even as we begin YPG 3 this year? You know, I had to think about this one really hard. Okay, what should we do? What should we focus on? Okay, and it came to this. And the focus for the year, we read right at the start. Focus for the year is just one word. And that word is discipleship. Why discipleship? What is discipleship? Well, that's something that we are going to have to discover for ourselves. Okay, you see, young people, discipleship is the program that the Lord Jesus Christ designed. It was He who made disciples, set the example, set the pattern, and said, this is what it's meant to be, discipleship. Okay, you see, it's one thing to come and learn lesson after lesson. It's another thing for your entire life to be involved. You see the difference? Okay? See, sometimes, okay, take for example, you know, if we come to church, we listen to it, it's not wrong in any way. Let's say you have learned some good lessons. Let's say look at last year, okay? Let's say we look at last year. Those of you who were here last year, we were studying the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, 2, 3. Okay? You took away some good lessons with you. You wrote them down, you can remember them. Okay, good, you try to apply them, good. But you know what? At best, it's a lesson or two. A lesson or two. Can you see? What is the difference between discipleship and just a lesson or two? It is absolutely different. Discipleship touches your entire life. Every part of your life is affected and implication. Should you say, I choose to be a disciple? That is the difference. Okay, so we look at it, and this is how the Lord Jesus Christ trained His disciples. You see, in the days of the Lord Jesus Christ, there were also other teachers, right? You remember in John 3, there was a man called Nicodemus. Are you the teacher of Israel? That's what the Lord Jesus said to him. He was a teacher too. How did they teach then at that time? Go to the synagogue, listen to a lesson from the scribe, go home. Go to the synagogue again, listen to another lesson, go home. Does it touch the life? It doesn't go very far. What about the others? There were the Pharisees. And the Pharisees, it was really about keeping the laws, keeping the traditions, keeping to form of certain things. Does it change and touch life? No. That's why you see when the Lord Jesus Christ had this idea of discipleship, it was something completely new and fresh. Okay, and this is something I want to ask you, and I hope to also hear from you about this. Okay, I hope to hear your thoughts about this. What do you think? Is it true? Because discipleship is something when you step into it, it really is your life. Now that is the difference. Okay, it is one thing to come for YPG. It is another thing to see your life molded and shaped by the Lord. And when I say life, I really mean every aspect. As in your school, how you are at home, every aspect, your thoughts, your character, every part of you molded and shaped by the Lord. This is discipleship. This is the lasting impact that it is meant to have on a person. Okay, so you read, it is the process through which lives are shaped and molded by the Lord. Absolutely. So it's a program, it is a process, and guess what? Every single Christian is meant to be a disciple. Okay, that's true. If you read the book of Acts, you can turn to it later on. But you look at the book of Acts, chapter 6 and verse 2. You will see this phrase here, the multitude of the disciples. You know what it means? In the early church. Okay, let's turn to it. Let's look at it. Okay, you just follow my own train of thought, okay? And that would be good and useful. So chapter 6, for example, look at verse 2. We read, okay, starting from verse 1. Now, in those days, referring to the early church, okay, when the number of the disciples was multiplying. Do you see that? It's not the number of church members, not the number of pew warmers, not the number of people who come for YPG or whatever. It is the number of disciples was multiplying. And there arose a complaint, okay? Then the 12, verse 2, summoned the multitude of the disciples. You see that constant reference again and again to discipleship? Verse 7, then the word of God spread and the number of the disciples. We are not meant to be just churchgoers. We're meant to be disciples. You see? And when you step into this thing called discipleship, what changes your entire life? Okay? So when the Lord Jesus Christ said to the disciples and he said, follow me, it was a lot more than just two words. It was saying, let me now open up for you a way of looking at your entire life, a new paradigm, a new vista in which you are now a disciple. And that's very, very different from just learning a lesson or two here and there. Do you see what I'm trying to say? Right? And that's something that we want to explore this year. Okay, now this is something that we got to learn. Your learning curve is as steep as mine. My learning curve is always steeper than yours. It's always like that. I got to learn more so that I can have something to teach you, right? I cannot say I got nothing to teach you. Okay, why would you cancel? You can't do that, right? You can't. So what it is all my own personal discovery, okay? And I just want to share with you a little bit about why I think this is so important. And it's so, so critical. Because in my own journey, of my own being a Christian, this is what it was. Very much the idea of discipleship really only came in when I joined the full-time ministry. Okay, and this is not what is meant to be. It is not, as you read in the book of Acts. It is not meant to be, okay, you join full-time ministry, then you start thinking, okay, discipleship. It's not. We are all meant to be disciples, right? That's what it says. But for me, this was the case. Okay, what happens when you are a disciple? You suddenly become aware, I am a learner. Essentially, I am a learner. Essentially, there are many, many lessons that the Lord is teaching me. Right? You see, very often, instead of asking these questions, we are asking, how does my faith help me? How will God help me? How will it be something that will benefit me? You see the difference? A disciple asks not all these questions. A disciple asks, what am I learning? What lessons am I learning? How am I changing? How is my life impacted? You emerge a different person as a result of a discipleship. And that's very different from picking up a lesson or two. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Right? So if we were to explore this, what we are really saying is, let's talk about your life. Rather than one or two lessons, let's look at your life. What are the things that we are going to look at? That is discipleship. Okay? And then what will emerge out of it? Well, we continue to look at it. Well, okay, let's go back to the Lord's Word, and I just want to help you to slowly, bit by bit, come to understand this idea a little bit more. Okay, look at the next part, okay? And we read Mark 1:17, follow me, I will make you become fishers of men. What is it essentially? A commencement point. Okay, it's got to start somewhere. That's why I say, for me, when did the consciousness really begin? Full-time ministry. That's when these things really begin. But it doesn't have to. It can begin for you at an earlier stage, at an earlier time. Right? That's the whole idea. It's got to start somewhere. Okay? You think about, for example, look at this example of the disciples over here. Okay? Are you familiar with the story of the disciples? How they come to meet? Do you think this was the first time that Jesus met them? Mark 1:17, he met four disciples, right? So, take a look at this. Mark 1:17, and he actually met four disciples. And Jesus said to them, follow me, I will make you become fishers of men. He spoke to Simon and Andrew, verse 16, and then we read in verse 19, James and John. Okay, so there were these four people. Okay, was it the first time that Jesus met them? Simon, Andrew, James, John. Was this the very first time? So Jesus walks there and says, follow me. They immediately, follow you. Bye-bye to papa, bye-bye to mama. Whatever, profession, fishing, whatever. I just follow you. Is it like that? No. If you were to read the gospel accounts carefully, you will know that in the book of John, it was earlier mentioned that John had, the John the Baptist had two disciples who went to ask Jesus and spoke to Jesus and said, remember the part they spoke to Jesus, where are you staying? He said, come and see. Went to his house. You remember that part? Yes? Went to his house, spoke to him, interacted with him. In other words, the interest was already there. The interaction with Jesus was already there. And Andrew went away saying that, you are the Messiah. It was already there. Something was already there before Mark 1:17 ever happened. Correct? So all these things were already there. You see, young people, the same thing. But you know what? The commencement was not yet there. It hasn't started. Discipleship has not started. And the same thing can happen for us, you see. We can be interested. Yeah, I just want to learn a lesson or two. I want to talk. I want to find out more. Yeah, okay, I'll pick some things up along the way. Interest. Good. You can want to interact, want to talk to teachers, want to learn some more. Good. But if you never come to a point where you actually start, a commencement point, you know something? That discipleship process doesn't begin. And that's what we mean. When Jesus said, follow me, he really meant the starting point. Now, there must be a starting point. And I want to ask you this question. Has there been a starting point of discipleship in your life? Are you a disciple or are you not? Okay, and that's a good question to ask. Commencement point. And then the second part of it, a continuing process. Okay, and every area of life must be examined. And it's so interesting to note that the Apostle Paul, not being part of the group of disciples that were there for 3 years, he actually picked up on this idea. And he spoke to, when he wrote to Timothy, he wrote to him, but you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance. Can you see? So the Apostle Paul actually picked up on several areas of life. And that's what we mean. We are going to explore these areas at YPG3, bit by bit. Okay? We're going to ask ourselves, how do I understand doctrine? What is the place of doctrine? How did Jesus teach doctrine? And how does that affect my life? Because the very next word is manner of life. Can you see that? And the very next word after that, what is that? It's going to be the purpose. How does that affect my very life? So we're going to explore different areas to look at. The first thing we're going to say is, wait, there must be that commencement point. Commencement. Okay, and this is Mark 1:17. Okay, but we are going to look at different areas. We have doctrine, we have manner of life, we have purpose, we have faith, we have long-suffering, right? We have perseverance. Long-suffering, we have love, we have perseverance. Okay, so all these areas are to be looked into. That's what we are going to do. Okay, and then finally we talk about, okay, this is the process of it all. Okay, and that's what I mean. And when we talk about discipleship, it actually touches the different areas and aspects of your life. Okay, can you all see, can you all follow what I'm trying to say? Can you see where this is going? Yes? Crickets. Can or not? Is it too hard for you? Do you know what I'm trying to say? That's why discipleship is something that is so different from your usual, okay, I just learned this. It is not. Anybody can just learn a lesson or two. If Jesus wanted them to just learn a lesson to do, just go to the synagogue and learn one or two lessons. Why do they have to give up their entire lives? Why do they have to subject it to following him? Why do they have to learn about his manner of life? Wake up so early in the morning, then they cannot find him because he went to pray. Then Peter and all the others will have to go and look for him. Where's Jesus? Cannot find because they don't know what is his manner of life. You see? You begin to realize that all these things which Paul singled out, amazingly because he wasn't there, were actually the lessons that Jesus was teaching his own disciples. And they can be found in the Gospels, in the book of Mark. Those are the areas we need to look into for our own lives. Because you see, young people, it's not about just one or two things. I'm talking about your life. And if you can understand how the Lord wants means to shape and mold your life, then you begin to understand what discipleship is all about. Okay? But there's your part. Okay? So we move on. We talk about how, and the Lord says, I will make you. And eventually the disciples truly had their lives shaped by the Lord. They learned to win souls, they became effective servants, they lived significant lives, and they truly, truly stood out. And everyone could see that these men followed Jesus. And you see, this is the challenge of it all, and this is something I want to bring before you, I want to put to you. You know, the invitation is there. You talk about the basic understanding of our faith. You already have it. You've already been through so many years in church already. You already have that basic understanding. You want to talk about the interest, the general sense of interest, you already have it. You want to talk about the interaction part of it, finding out a little bit, you already have it. But are you a disciple? It's different. And when you are a true disciple, you will be asking yourself, what am I learning? All the time, what am I learning? How am I changing? How am I being shaped? And at the end of the year, 2018, if we truly understand this, we will see ourselves not learning a lesson or two, but changed. And that's the biggest, most important thing that you can have for your life, young people. Not a pedantic, I learned some academic lessons here and there, but your heart, mind, spirit changed, shaped, stronger, wiser, better at the end of 2018. This is discipleship. What is your part? Look at what Peter and John and Andrew had to do. They literally gave their lives to do that. And in the same way, young people, not asking you to drop your, you know, I quit school now, I'm gonna, not asking you to do that. But you see, there's a part of you that's got to say, I want to allow the Lord Jesus Christ to shape my life. You know what's the way to do that? Be a disciple. Learn. That's what it means. A disciple, the word disciple literally means a learner. Learn. Change. See your life being touched and changed along these definite lines. Doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance. See yourself changing and growing in all these ways. Okay? You see, young people, as I listen to you, I listen to you, I read what you have to say from last year's writing program, I begin to realize that, you see, sometimes it becomes almost a part of us to just pick up a lesson, which is not wrong. It's good. It's uplifting. It's good to read. It's uplifting. But it is more that the Lord is offering to you. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. The Lord wants to work in your life as a whole. He wants to take you, mold you, shape you, and out comes a true disciple. Everyone will be able to look at you and say, they had been with Jesus, and you will stand out. You will be able to serve. And he says, I will make you fishers of men. You will take your place to serve the Lord. You see, that must be the outcome of YPG3. Rather than to just learn a few lessons along the way. No, let the Lord shape and mold your life. That's true discipleship. Okay? This is what I want to bring across to you, and this is what I want to say because it's so important. Okay? And at the end of it all, okay, look at what the Lord Jesus said in Mark 8 now. Okay, just trying to show you the overall view, and then we'll see how it goes. Mark 8:34. Okay. Now remember, this was the context of the disciples who had already followed Jesus for some time. Verse 34, when he had called the people to himself with his disciples also, okay, he said to them, whoever desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. So here you see two parts of it. You see the beginning, which is Mark 1:17. What is this? It's just an invitation. Come, follow. It is for you to explore, for you to experience what discipleship is all about. But you know what? At the end of the day, okay, which are the parts of your life? What's the process of it all? Doctrine, manner of life, the purpose of your life, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, every single part of your life will be touched. Willing to allow that to happen? That's a good question. Some are not willing, walk away. You see? Along the way, some people will say, this is not for me. This is too much for me. No. Faith was meant to be, to them they will say, faith is meant to be something that is sort of a part of my life, but not the whole. You see the difference? So this is what it is. Where do you come to after 8 chapters in Mark? You come to this one called Mark 8, verse 34. And Mark 8, 34 is really, if anyone desires. You see, they followed him. Okay, along the way, the Lord Jesus said, now you understand what the process is like. You still want to continue? See, there's some of us here who are a bit newer to this idea of discipleship. And your invitation would be, do you want to commence? Good. Some of us here have commenced already. Mark 8:34 is asking you, you still want to continue? That's what it is. Okay, so if anyone desires, let him come after, you know, if anyone desires to come after me, let him, right, deny himself. Are you willing to do that? You begin to realize that following Jesus has to do with denying self. Deny yourself of what? Comforts. Of what? Time. Of what? Possibly friends. Of what? Possibly whatever it is that you want to do. You see what I mean? What else is it? Deny yourself. Take up your cross. Is there some kind of suffering involved in following Jesus? The answer is yes. Still want to follow? And finally, follow me. You see? So this is the overall plan that we are looking at. I know it's a pretty messy plan, but this is the overall look of things, okay? And this is what we are talking about. First and foremost, I want to ask you, have you commenced this process? Okay? Have you commenced this process of being a disciple? That's one. The second part of it is, are you willing to open up your entire life to let the Lord work? Every aspect, doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, every part and more. Let him shape you. Let him correct you. Let him help you until you emerge a different person. That's the second question. And the third question, for those of you who already understand what these things mean, you want to continue? At YPG3, we continue. We learn to deny ourselves. We learn to deny ourselves of a comfortable life. We learn to deny ourselves. You know, even as we look at the year ahead, June, first 6 months of 2018, so first 6 months of last year, this year, very challenging. You look at our church calendar, you will begin to understand why. There are many, many things going on. Many ministries, many things. I got to ask myself this, okay? First, I got to ask myself, have I even started? Have I opened my life? Have I started following? I must have. There must be a starting point. That's the first thing. Second thing I got to ask myself, am I open to allow the Lord to work every aspect? Am I willing to say, keep learning again and again and again and again, year after year, year after year? I got to ask myself that. And then finally, I got to ask myself, am I willing to deny myself? Work hard. Work really hard. Can you learn that? New responsibilities, more things. So I've moved into my new home now. I got married last year, and then I've moved out finally of my mother's nest into my new home. Okay, new. So I got to learn to vacuum, clean, along with my wife, Shu. And then we are vacuuming and cleaning, and then asking ourselves, can we deny ourselves? No, but you see the whole idea of it. You see, life is such that we got to ask ourselves, can we still put God first? You see, new things, new responsibilities, new challenges, uni, job, army, whatever it is. Can you still put the Lord first? Can you still deny yourself? You see, the constant, continuous challenge of discipleship. It's not a straightforward, simple matter of I come to church and learn a few things. That's not the point. If you want the Lord to work in your life, this is the overall view. And it's not the end either. Okay? So, take up your cross. Will there be points of suffering? Absolutely yes. Some of you say, well, I've learned, I really want to serve. I want to commit to serving God. I learned about stewardship. I say, good for you. Now watch. Are you willing to learn to deny yourself the time to study, whatever it is? Are you willing to learn to take up the cross, put in the extra effort, put in the hours? Are you willing to learn to do that? And ultimately, are you willing to follow Jesus at all costs? You see the whole idea of discipleship, how challenging it really is? It's an overview of all the things that we are looking at. Okay, and young people, the question now is, where are you? Have you even begun? If you have begun, good for you. The next question is, are you learning? And if you are learning just Bible at YPG, one or two lessons, that is not learning. Learning is, what is God teaching me through every experience of life? Through school, what is the Lord teaching me? Church, what is the Lord teaching me? Failure, what is the Lord teaching me? Can you see? You made a mess of things. What is the Lord teaching me? Every single time, that is a disciple. So you constantly see in the book of Psalms, what's the constant refrain of the psalmist? Teach me. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, that I may keep them to the end. Right? Psalm 119, teach me, teach me. That might be something we will explore along the way as well. Okay, but this is what it is. That is what we're looking for. And finally, at what cost? Are you willing to take it up? Seriously? Deny yourself? Really? Put God first, always, constantly, every day, every year? That is true discipleship. Are you willing to take up that cross, whatever it may be? Are you willing to follow the Lord Jesus Christ? Discipleship. Okay? So young people, the first thing I want to ask you is, first, we don't want to take for granted I'm already a disciple. What is a true heart of mind, spirit of a disciple? That's what you're going to be looking for this year. Second thing, what lessons are you learning? Because you will be learning through everything the Lord, you find the Lord will be teaching you. Along what lines? These lines, 2 Timothy 3:10. We will be working this out through in the next few weeks as well. How can we understand this a little bit more? And then finally, at what cost, at what price? Okay? Well, these are things that I would like you to think through carefully, bit by bit. And I want you to make make discipleship a serious consideration in your life. Take this seriously. If you will allow the Lord to work, you will be amazed at what God can and will do in your life. Look at what He did in the lives of the disciples. Look at the end of 3 years, what emerged. Yes, there were failures. Yes, there were still many things that were wrong. But watch how the Lord Jesus Christ slowly cleansed them, helped them. They learned vital lessons along the way. You see, each and every one of these are vital lessons. They learned. And the end of it all, they emerged different, changed, wonderful, effective servants of God. That's what you can be too. Peter, James, John, they all started with nothing. Same for us. We may start with nothing much. The Lord can take that. And in 3 years, that's what the Lord did with the disciples. He will do the same with our lives. Can you see? That's the wonderful promise. That's how personal it gets. Right? He says, I will continue to work with you. Your part. Allow it. Allow that process to happen. Right? Go with it. Take it up. Follow. And along the way, keep on evaluating. What am I learning? What am I learning? What am I learning? Until these things come up. Then we ask ourselves, yes, do we still want to continue? If the answer is yes, the Lord will continue that work. You see what I mean? And that is something for us to consider for this year. Bit by bit, we will explore. It's not something that, you know, you don't want to, you want to look at the whole first. You always say, look at the whole forest. Don't look at all the little trees. You get lost and then you don't know where you're going. I'm trying to give you the whole thing. Just to see from far, right? Then bit by bit, we will zoom in microscopic, look at all these areas of life. But it is not the academic things. It is your very life, your heart, your mind, your spirit, the strength, everything about you. We talk about spirit of faith. What do you think that is there for? Faith becomes an important lesson, one out of many. Can you see what discipleship is? The scope of it all? It is wonderful, it is beautiful. And it's for you to ask yourself, can I start somewhere? Mark 1:17, Mark 8:34. These are the two. This is not the end. It's just Mark 1:17, Mark 8:34. And in between, the process of learning. This is what I want to present to you this afternoon. Okay? And the Lord invites us. If you want to follow me, you can begin. If you've already begun, then evaluate. Do you really understand what it means to be a disciple? Not everybody does. If you're still thinking about your own life, about how everything can help you, benefit you, is that a true disciple? Because a true disciple is thinking, how can I learn and grow to one day live for the Lord Jesus Christ? Different. Can you see? You will see your heart and mind, everything changed. Christ becomes your overall desire and goal. And then finally, what does it take? It takes a lot. Okay? But step by step, go back, talk to your discussion group leaders, ask them, how can I really understand this idea of discipleship? And, you know, what is my role over here? My role is, can I say that, okay, I'm now going to help you I'm going to run alongside you. I want to. I really want to. And I'd like for you to tell me what you think. First of all, true or not? Are you the kind of person that is just learning one lesson at a time, and then after a while you sort of forget, and then your life is really still about you? Is that who you are? Start with discipleship. change your focus, follow the Lord Jesus Christ, it's got to be completely different altogether. Watch your life changed significantly. That's what we want to do. Okay, I want to know what you think. I really want to know. You know my email address, benjaminchong@bethanyipc.sg. This is as simple as it gets. Not Ben Chong, benjaminchong@bethanyipc.sg. Okay, just write to me whatever. I'll be very, very happy to talk to you further about this because I really want to see you living lives that are significant. As much as I want that for myself, I want that for you too. It is not only for people who serve full-time. It is not. It should be your overwhelming goal. It should be your privilege and joy to be a disciple too, right? Why deny yourself of that joy and privilege for the Lord to work in your life? You want to talk about youth conference, spirit of faith? You want to follow through? This is the next step. This is what it is. Okay? You think it through. Talk to your leaders. Ask them further. Ask them questions. Probe further. And we will explore this a little at a time. Okay? Well, with these thoughts, let's go to God in prayer. Ask for Him to speak to our hearts. Our Father in heaven, we come before you this very first YPG3 of the year. And as we look at your word, we begin to realize just how much you can and will do in our lives if only we understand this word discipleship. And as we look at how the Lord Jesus invites us to follow him, we pray that you'll give us hearts that desire to say yes, to respond to him because we want to see our lives significantly molded and changed by him. We want to see ourselves at the end of 2018 different, stronger, wiser, better in every respect because we have allowed ourselves to truly become disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray and ask that you will help us to understand these things, that your word will speak to our hearts, and that bit by bit you will help us to come to terms with the lessons, the vital lessons you want us to learn. We pray and ask for you to speak to our hearts once again through your Spirit, and pray and ask that you would bless as we go off from here with our discussion group leaders. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.